Welcome to the Book Smarts Business Podcast, conversations with business expert authors to learn about the author, their expertise, and to help you find your next read. And now, here's your host, best-selling author and CEO of Influence Network Media, Jody Brandsetter.
Christy, welcome to the Book Smarts Business Podcast. I'm so excited for you to join me and talk about People Fusion. But before we talk about the book, I always want to know who you are. So tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, Jody. Thanks so much for the invite. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to all. I am a HR guru. I'm super passionate about it. I feel like it's a calling for me to help people make work awesome. That's something that I really feel I'm put on the planet to do. I found that when I was at Ohio State as a junior and didn't really know what I was going to do. Was looking at law school and kind of thought that was going to be the thing. And then I'm sitting in this intro to HR class and it all just clicked. And I was like, this is it. This is the thing. So shifted gears, started heading in that direction. Most of my career has been working with outsourcing companies and actually supporting those small businesses, little mom and pop shops, up to about 150 employees or so in all different industries. Every trade, every nonprofit, you name it, I've probably worked with it. And really just supporting those owners and those business leaders who could not afford their own HR departments to still have awesome cultures, hire great people, retain them, and do really great work. And then as of late, it's been a lot of people thinking about what's next, as a lot of those business owners are getting into that age group of what's my next step? Do I have members of the family who want to take it over? Is it time to sell? Are we going ESOP? What are we doing? So that's been really great and just an amazing kind of path and adventure for me, because I've learned so much and I've been exposed to so many different things that most HR professionals who are kind of just in one industry or one company.
I also fell in love with HR in college. It was actually through an internship. I was a finance major and flipped my major to management because we didn't have an HR degree. And so I love that we have that in common. And then I agree. A lot of times with HR, you're in one industry your whole life. You don't get to learn anything else. And how cool is it that you've been able to tackle all these different industries? And a lot of times small businesses, you just really get your hands in everything. So tell me, you know, I know you have to be busy because like you said, there's everyone thinking about what's next, and HR has been probably one of the busiest industries since, you know, 2020. What made you raise your hand and say, you know, I think I'm going to add author to my tagline?
So writing has always been something that I've enjoyed and find that I have some talent in. And I started my blog a few years ago at the encouragement of some other members of our HR community. And I just really, I enjoy it. I enjoy helping people, hopefully, with my stories. And I've also, the last few years, taken on speaking gigs at various HR conferences. And that's usually the thing that kind of connects me with people is, you know, first of all, I'm really directing towards small business and those departments of one and people who are really struggling, but who, like you said, they're really up to their elbows and everything. And people usually come up to me and say, finally, something for me. It's not all about big business. It's not all about, you know, and I mean, almost half the country is employed by a small business. But there's not a lot of talk about it in the HR industry. There's not a lot of resources and support. So that's really my thing, is however I can help people and help my fellow practitioners and learn from them, I'm all in. And so when this opportunity came up to, and I've of course had several people over the years say, you know, when's your book coming out? So it's always a thing. And I just didn't want to just have any book and for it just to be something to sit on the shelf. I love this collaborative approach with other thought leaders. And so someone reading this can get a lot out of something in a pretty small setting.
Absolutely. It's where you get to, You get the power of the book, but you only have to write the one chapter, which means you can really make that chapter shine. Right. But then you have all these other amazing people shining too. And it's just so cool to be able to connect and then also be able to connect the audience to each and every one of you.
Absolutely. And I actually, that's funny you say that, because I chose connection as my official word for 2023.
I had some
really cool experiences with a lot of different people last year, especially after not being in person with people for several years. And I just want to enhance that and take that to the next level this calendar year and really continue to just build those connections.
I love it. My word is growth. So very cool. Well, let's talk about your chapter. Like, if you could sum it up, what is your chapter about?
My chapter is about pushing HR to a new place. In fact, I've titled it HR, It's a New Day. And I know for some people, this is going to be a little uncomfortable, but we have to get out of the strictly administrative, tactical, policies-based approach to practicing HR. HR practitioners will be more respected and truly be able to be strategic players if you take a more consultative approach and if you really lead people first and give people the benefit of the doubt. And I share some experiences that I've had working with other companies where I've seen, unfortunately, employees not be given the benefit of the doubt and really unfortunate things happening that in my mind didn't have to happen the way that they did. And I really want to encourage our HR colleagues to get out of some of that. And again, I know it's uncomfortable. And I know that it's always that struggle for HR between, do we represent the company? Do we represent the employees? Well, we have to represent both. And it is that fine line and it's a lot of bare shades of gray, but that's okay. And I've found that over my career, I've gotten more respect by pushing back on some owners who had some different, I'm going to say old school ways of thinking, and pushing back a little bit and just encouraging them to look at things differently. And you can do that in a respectful and consultative way and be effective. Now, they may not always take your advice and your suggestion. Okay, great. And then let's move on to the next thing. But you can always still encourage all of that to be people first and to help them realize they're going to lose people if they don't switch to that kind of mindset. So it's really about, hey, HR, let's do things differently and let's really have people and let's just be reasonable and rational. People are just, it's not all black and white. It's all those shades of gray, all those different things. You got to treat people like individuals. No two situations are ever going to be exactly the same. You know, as much as we want to be consistent and we want to be fair and all those wonderful things, but you got to put people into it.
I love it. Amen. I agree 100%. You know, one thing that I realized with my HR corporate career was I always had a facade on. You know, I felt like I had to be a certain person for people to see me in HR. Like I couldn't just be myself.
Right.
And the one time I decided to be myself, which was in a heated moment, was the one time where I finally connected with one of my leaders in a way that he saw me as a leader. He respected me and he trusted me because he saw that I was there not only for the business, but also for the employees. And at that point I was like, man, I wish I would have known this 10 years ago or 15 years ago that I could be myself and it was okay.
Right. Right. 100%. We're people too. You know, we've all been there when you walk into a room and somebody says, oh, stop talking, HR's here. I have trying to shut that conversation down. And that's the thing, we have to address it and we have to shut it down. It can't just be, oh, you know, and let's just not really acknowledge that. No, HR's people too. And we're employees too. That's the other piece that people don't seem to always remember. You know, hey, I'm an employee too. I'm subject to things just like all the rest of you. So, but we have to say it and we have to bring that to the table and not be afraid of those conversations. And I feel like there's just still a lot of practitioners who are holding back. And it's just not the great way to practice anymore. And so I really want to encourage people, but, you know, not just, hey, shut this down. Let's talk about it. You know, find your people, find your network and your support of folks who feel the same way. And let's all work through things together, you know, and again, particularly for those in small business and departments of one, don't usually have anybody to talk to. So it's really important that you build your network, find your folks who you can have these conversations with. I know our significant others and our families get tired of hearing the HR stuff. You know, my husband will say, stop trying to HR me, you know, and it's true, you know. And so I have my people, I have my trusted group that I know they know what they're talking about, and I can discuss things with them and get really valuable insight on how they might handle things. And that's just really the key so that we progress this industry forward.
And I feel like that's a great tip to give to HR professionals right now is find your tribe, connect with them, be willing to have those conversations that might feel uncomfortable because maybe you think they're not dealing with them too. But they might be able to give you really good advice. I have loved this conversation. I feel like I could talk to you for hours, but we only have 15 minutes. You know, everyone tells me I have to stay on task, stay in it,
on schedule.
on schedule. You know, People Fusion comes out January 20th. I am very confident it's going to be a bestseller. I'm excited to celebrate with you and the other authors on the 20th. And if someone wants to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Really, the best way for me is through either LinkedIn or Twitter. Very active on both of those platforms from an HR and connection perspective. Reach out to me, DM me. I'm not blocked in any way, so it should be fairly easy to get a hold of me. People can also check out my blog, is called Living in the Gray on WordPress, and my contact information is there as well.
Wonderful. We'll add the blog. We will also add your LinkedIn and Twitter to the episode notes. And Christy, thank you so much for being a part of the Book Smarts Business Podcast.
Thank you, Jody, so much. So excited for everybody and can't wait for January 20th.
Thanks for listening to the Book Smarts Business Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the show and share this episode with a friend. In the meantime, join our business author community where you can connect with other business authors and learn about becoming an author at authors.influencenetworkmedia.com. Until next time.